Saturday, November 7th, 2020. O God, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace, and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Wisdom has built her house, setting up seven pillars. She has prepared the food and wine and set her table.
She has set out her servants to call from the heights above the city.
Let those who want enlightenment come. Come, taste my bread and drink my spiced wine.
Give up your foolishness and live, and walk the path of understanding.
If you are wise, your reward is wisdom. If you teach the just, they grow in understanding.
Wisdom begins with reverence for God, and knowledge of the Holy One is in sight.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to your greater glory. For this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 70. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. So let them always say, God is wonderful. Save me, Lord, O God. Hurry and help. Disappoint and confuse all who want to kill me. Turn away and disgrace all who want to hurt me. Embarrass and shame those who say we told you so. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. They love your saving power, so let them always say God is wonderful. I am poor and needy, but you, the Lord God, care about me. You are the one who saves me. Please hurry and help. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Amen. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. So let them always say, God is wonderful.
The word today comes from Matthew 24, verses 1 through 14. Now Jesus left the temple and was going away. His disciples came to point out to him the temple buildings. He responded, "Do you see all these things? I assure you that no stone will be left on another. Everything will be demolished." Now while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus replied, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.' They will deceive many people. You will hear about wars and reports of wars. Don't be alarmed. These things must happen, but this isn't the end yet. Nations and kingdoms will fight against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in all sorts of places. but all these things are just the beginning of the sufferings associated with the end. They will arrest you, abuse you, and they will kill you. All nations will hate you on account of my name. At that time, many will fall away. They will betray each other and hate each other. Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because disobedience will expand, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be delivered. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. Then the end will come. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announce, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Willibrord of Utrecht. Willibrord, first Archbishop of Utrecht, is one of the missionaries sent out by the Anglo-Saxon Christians about a century after they had themselves been Christianized by missionaries in the south and east of England from Rome and the continent, and in the north and west from the Celtic peoples of Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. In 690, he set out with 12 companions to preach to the pagans of Frisia, a region roughly coextensive with the province of Friesland in the Netherlands, including some adjacent territories of the Frisian islands in the North Sea. His work was interrupted several times by wars, and he left for a while to preach to the Danes instead. He died November 7th, 739. Willibrord is a symbol of ties between the Christians of England and those of Holland. Today, the historic See of Utrecht is in full communion with the Church of England. Collect, Willibrord of Utrecht. Almighty God, whose will it is to be glorified in your saints, and who raised up your servant to be a light in the world, shine, we pray, in our hearts, that we also in our generation may show forth your praise, who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Prayers for doctors and nurses. Sanctify, O Lord, those whom you have called to the study and practice of the art of healing and to the prevention of disease and pain. Strengthen them by your life-giving spirit, that in their ministries, the health of the community may be promoted and your creation glorified. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Colic of the week. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Prayer for young persons. God our Father, you see your children growing up in an unsteady and confusing world. Show them that your ways give more life than the ways of the world, and that following you is better than chasing after selfish goals. Help them to take failure, not as a measure of their worth, but as a chance for a new start. Give them strength to hold their faith in you and to keep alive their joy in your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for guidance. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment and light rises up in darkness for the godly, grant us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask you what you would have us to do, that the spirit of wisdom may save us from all falsehoods, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
A collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be truly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Join us in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.